Art has no end but its own perfection. Plato, as quoted in the Citizen's Manual, 3rd edition.
The punishment fits the crime.
The tribunal's words play over and over in my head. There are no other sounds that can drown them out. I've been stuck in this tiny apartment for months. No more job. No more personal accountability meetings. Just the rattle of the radiator and the ticking of a clock that I can't even see. The punishment fits the crime. And so they burned out my eyes. And no matter how bad it gets, I can't even cry about it. The procedure fused my tear ducts. I need to get out of this room. I need to get out of this city. I refuse to wait until I wither away. They've taken almost everything from me, but I still have control over one thing: when and how it ends. But first, I need to leave my room. I'm standing in front of the door, but I still need to find the doorknob.
Nope. Got it. I never thought I'd see the day where opening a door constituted a major victory. Not for someone who was the lead architect on the new government complex, which included the courthouse where they sentenced me. It hardly felt like mine. It could have been beautiful and monumental. The commission rejected every good idea I had. And here's the outer door.
Nope. Ouch. Not that. Ouch. Ow. Not that. Ouch.
It's a short walk to the perimeter of our precinct. Beyond that is the old city. Nothing but decaying buildings and the rusted bones of ancient cars. I just hope no one is following me.
The tribunal never figured out how I got out of the precinct in the first place. They offered to let me keep one eye if I told them. I lied and said I found a forbidden art under a board in my apartment. They didn't believe me, so they took both eyes. The way under the wall is right here. I just have to lift up the access hatch to the old subway system and climb down. It was all because of some stupid movie posters. I've never even seen a movie, or read a novel, or heard a song. I loved those posters. I could sit for hours just imagining the story each one might have represented. I never would have gone out there. I never would have found the posters if it hadn't been for her. And they took her away. It wasn't just her that killed that morning. They also killed me, the person I was when we were together. The secret language that we created, that any two people create when they're so close, it was orphaned, left with only a single native speaker. And the empty shell they left behind no longer cared about the risk of sneaking into the old city, where we'd always talked about going together. I must be under where the wall is now. They make a show of guarding it, but no one really cares. Most people are too busy with their jobs to try to get out. Besides, they've all been told that the stuff out there is what destroyed the old world. And as far as I can tell, they're right, it did. I'm not sure I care anymore. The tunnel that leads out is on the other side of the empty station. I used to have a flashlight, but that wouldn't do too much good for me now. There's a pipe that's always leaking right above it. I guess I'll just have to walk towards the dripping sound. Okay, here's the pipe.
The restrictions never made sense to me. The stuff that got people addicted and caused everything to fall apart was full-scale virtual worlds. I didn't see how the old books and pictures you find out here could cause any harm. I still showed up at work every day. Everything was fine until I left the posters out and the landlord stopped by. I'd been bugging him to fix the heat for 6 months, and that had to be the day he finally showed up. There's water here. I can feel the tug of a current. This old subway tunnel seems to have a river running down it. There's some kind of boat here, too. Might as well use it, although I have no idea where I'd be going. Maybe they'll be like the Viking funerals I read about in the encyclopedia volume I found. It covered the letters U and V. Now I just need to push off from shore. That's a start. Getting there. Almost. There we go. I can't really steer or paddle. Anyway, I'm exhausted. I'll just lie here and float down the tunnel. Drowning isn't the best way to go, but at least I'll be far enough away that there's no chance of getting taken back to the precinct. I must have fallen asleep. How long was I out? I guess this is where my little boat ride ends. What is that noise? There must be someone down here. Apparently, it's not just us. What if there were other survivors outside our part of the city? It's coming through the air vents. I can hear a little more clearly. It reminds me of the first time I saw those movie posters. It was like an entire world unfolding in front of me. This is what they've taken away from us. This is what they thought would destroy us. It's coming from across this open room. I'll have to walk in the direction of the sound to get to it. I think it's just beyond this door. I have no idea what kind of people are making this sound, music. It might be dangerous. It might be a trap. But I already know I'm going in there. I've been waiting my whole life for a moment like this. I don't care if it's my last. I just
wish she was with me to hear this.